Is this what happiness feels like? Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to another episode of PackCast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi, and we are coming fresh off a Green Bay Packers win, something I haven't been able to say on this channel for too long, as the Green Bay Packers put away the visiting Atlanta Falcons 34-20. Now, before we get started, let's take care of some business-a-rooney. Check out patreon.com/TomGrossiComedy. New perks will be coming very, very soon to help to support the channel. We'll be having new $5 perks in which you will be able to access episodes early, going for weekly Q&As, the whole nine yards. So things are a-coming, and it really helps support the channel. So thank you, and a big thank you for letting me hit 7,500 subs last night. We are now officially on the road, as I lose my pen, to 10,000. So let's make it happen. Anyway, before we get into today's game, I know one of the big surrounding questions is going to be, Tom, what's the playoff picture look like? Our team actually won a game, so we could start talking about playoffs. Well, we obviously need to win out still. The biggest test is going to be against the Bears in Chicago next week, which I am looking very much forward to. But we got some help today, and the Buccaneers lost, the Redskins lost, and the Panthers lost. So let's take a look here. The Redskins need to lose one more game, either to Jacksonville, Tennessee, or Philadelphia, which, by the way, that they're playing and the Giants completely demolishing them this week, I think that is a probability. Philadelphia needs to lose two more, only one more if they lose to Dallas this week. And Carolina, losing today against the Browns, which is phenomenal for us, they need to lose to either New Orleans, Atlanta, or New Orleans. Those are the last three games, which I think is also very probable. The one thing that's going to be very difficult is Minnesota or Seattle needs to lose three games. Now, one of the things that helps us is they are playing each other tomorrow night, so one of them will have a loss, and then they just need to lose two more. So hold on to your butts, kids. This ride ain't over yet. Now, let's take a look at some stats. Aaron Rodgers going 21 for 32 for 196 yards and two touchdowns. Looked a bit better and also got his smile back. That was pretty awesome. Also set the record for most completions without an interception for passing Tom Brady today. So kudos to you, Mr. Rodgers. Aaron Jones on the ground going 17 for 78 with one touchdown. Devontae Adams, 7 for 81 with a touchdown. Cobb getting his touchdown going 5 for 43. And Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham struggled today. Getting flags thrown on him, dropping a bunch of key passes. Not so good for Mr. Jimmy Graham. On the other side of the ball, Matt Ryan, 28 for 42, 262 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. Julio Jones, as usual, has a good day against us, 8 for 106 yards and two touchdowns. However, the defense with a pick six, Rashawn Breeland getting a pick six, beautiful thing, jumping in for the Lambeau leap, and we also recovered a fumble. Sanu was running across in the backfield, and they hiked the ball, and it hit off Sanu's leg, and we recovered. And so I will take that as the Packers defense. We really are not known for our turnovers this season. Come up with two major, major turnovers. So that was a great thing. Jair Alexander on Julio Jones, for the most part, pretty good. Obviously led up two touchdowns, but the other thing was that they put him in the back for kick returns, and he fumbled two of them. He recovered them, but yeah, and then they put Randall Cobb back there. So I think that was the right thing to do. And while Jair Alexander is very, very fast, and I'd love him in that backfield, I think maybe a little more repetition will be good for the soul. But of course, a big thing coming out today is that Joe Philbin has won his first game as interim head coach for the Green Bay Packers. Mike McCarthy saying his farewell to the team and also Lambeau Field on Wednesday night in a very touching tribute. And again, much respect for Coach McCarthy, and I hope he lands on his feet somewhere else and is successful somewhere else. It was just time for a change. Now, the big thing during the stream was like, oh, is the reason they're doing so well, is it because McCarthy left? Is it because of Joe Philbin? What have you? I think it's too early. I think the Falcons are a struggling team. I actually thought that this would have been the outcome last week against the Cardinals. There was a lot of passing today from Aaron Rodgers, 42 attempts, which is less than we've seen, but they kind of got away from the run in the first half and then brought it back in the second half, allowing Jones to do what he does. Interestingly enough, Williams actually started off the game on that first drive. But, you know, this is a good thing for Joe Philbin. Do I think if they win out, they're going to stick with him for head coach? I would assume not, but crazier things have happened. If you want to see, again, weekly, we're going to be doing breaking down some potential coaching prospects for the Packers. Last week with Josh McDaniels, we got some great reception on that video. You can check it out on the channel if you are at all interested. The big game next week, that's really gonna be the litmus test here. Going against the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field. The Bears have a big game against the Rams tonight. Hopefully the Rams can take care of them. But I think next week is going to be something. I'm excited to see what this team could do. Our first away game with Joe Philbin at the helm. Let's see what happens. But today was a good day to be a Packers fan. It's been a while since I said that. I got my smile back. Rodgers got his smile back. Hopefully you got your smile back too. Let's hope that can continue next week. Let me know what you thought about the game down in the comments below. You can always check me out at TomGrossyComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on the YouTubes and the Patreon and Twitch. You can officially subscribe over at twitch.tv/TomGrossiComedy, so check that out. Link is in the description. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that great, wonderful stuff. And podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We stream every single Packers game and have multiple episodes per week. Look out for that. But thank you so much for watching. I get a happy beer today. Haven't had one of those in a while. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.